Begun our yatra by. We have just begun our yatra by invoking the divine blessings of our beloved spiritual masters, the previous acharyas, who have so compassionately brought us the great treasure of Krishna Prema. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is declared by Srila Rupa Goswami to be most munificent, merciful of all incarnations, because he has come to give freely the greatest treasure of spiritual realization, the ultimate platform of consciousness, the love of Vrindavan, the supreme abode, even beyond Vaikuntha. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always longing to go to Vrindavan. After he had accepted the renounced order of life, sannyas, in Katwa or Kanaka Nagar, he was very much longing in separation. In fact, he spontaneously began running to Vrindavan Dham. However, Sri Nityananda Prabhu understood the inner heart of the Lord. Therefore, he tricked the Lord by directing him to Shantipur. The reason is that he understood that ultimately the Lord's greatest love is for his devotees. The devotees of Navadvip were crushed by the unlimited weight of the thought of separation from Lord Chaitanya. To give them pleasure, to maintain their lives, Lord Nityananda Prabhu sent Lord Chaitanya to Shantipur. There he met Advaitacharya, and soon the residents of Navadvip came. Sachimata was brought in a palanquin by the devotees, Srivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Suklambar Brahmachari, Kolavecha Sridhar, Vasudev Dutt, Mukunda Dutt. Everyone met Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was Sachi Devi and the devotees' request that since the same Krishna of Vrindavan is living in Puri as Lord Jagannath, make your home in Jagannath Puri, because it is very close to Navadvip. Like two rooms in the same house, we will hear your divine pastimes on a regular basis, and even we will come to see you. On the basis of the love of his devotees, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here to Jagannath Puri. For 24 years, he was based in Puri. For 6 of those years, he was sometimes going to South India, sometimes going to Vrindavan. And the last 18, he stayed here in Puri continuously. Jagannath Puri is called Purushottam Kshetra. According to the Skanda Purana, it is one of the supreme most holy places of all holy places. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Sri Radharani, was actually displaying the pastimes of Vrindavan here. So the devotees who understand from the words of the Acharyas know that Purushottam Chaitra Jagannath Puri is none different than Vrindavan. When Lord Chaitanya would see the deity of Jagannath, he would see him with a threefold bending form playing his flute. The place we are sitting today is called Jagannath Vallabha Gardens. One evening in the springtime, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was wandering with his devotees, and they came into this garden. Under an Ashoka tree, Lord Chaitanya suddenly saw Krishna in his threefold bending form, complexion like a dark monsoon rain cloud, eyes blooming like lotus petals, peacock feather decorating his head, draped in cloth as brilliant as lightning, with Gunjamala and Vana and Vajayanti Mala decorating his body, wild forest flowers. Krishna glanced with pure love at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya, in great ecstasy, ran to embrace Krishna. But it was here in the Jagannath Vallabha Gardens that Krishna disappeared. Upon disappearing, Lord Chaitanya was walking, running, dancing to every tree in this garden, looking for Krishna, crying for Krishna, chanting the holy names of Krishna. Spirit of divine love of the highest level, he roamed through this entire garden, crying out for Krishna in separation. Suddenly, a great miracle took place. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smelled the fragrant aroma of Krishna in this garden. Krishna is called Krishna because he is all attractive. He is the supreme reservoir of all opulences. And in Vrindavan, all the senses of a devotee are fully enraptured in loving attraction to Krishna. We even hear his flute playing somewhere behind the trees. The impersonalist philosophers, they claim that the senses are paths leading to death, so we should extinguish the desires of our mind and senses. Because we all have great experience after so many lives of being frustrated in this world, that the senses long for pleasure. The objects of the senses are temporary. They can never really satisfy us. Lord Buddha taught, as long as you have desire to enjoy through your senses, you have to suffer, because the senses are temporary and the objects of pleasure are temporary. So the ultimate perfection is nirvana, which means no more desire, no more senses. In the ultimate state, you become without senses, without mind, without form, without personality. Shankaracharya basically said the same thing, but he called that formless, impersonal state Brahman. But the devotees who follow the path of bhakti understand the highest principle, that when the senses are totally purified, when the mind is purified, we awaken our eternal spiritual personality, which also has senses. But those senses only have one function, to give pleasure to Krishna. And in giving pleasure to Krishna, Krishna reciprocates out of love and gives ultimate pleasure to our senses. The gopis, they did not long to not have eyes. They cursed Brahma that why did he give us these useless eyes that have these eyelids? And every now and then these eyelids inevitably blink. And in that blinking, we cannot see Krishna. And that very moment of blinking seems like 12 years or more of separation from Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Sri Radharani, the most perfect of all Krishna's devotees, his Ladini Shakti, when he was in this garden, he revealed to us what is spiritual sense gratification. Krishna is most beautiful to the eyes. Rupa Goswami said, if you are attached to your wife, your children, your husband, your home, society, friends, do not go to that Keshi Ghat on banks of Jamuna. Because if you do, you will see the threefold bending form of Shyam Sundar. And though when that vision comes into your eyes, it conquers your heart. Your heart becomes a captive prisoner of that beauty. You cannot live without it. One who premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena, when our eyes are ornamented with the decorative salve of love, and Krishna appears to us, then we can no longer find any attraction looking anywhere else. Even Maharaj Parikshit, when he was a little embryo in womb, he happened to see Krishna come and save his life. And he was named Parikshit because the rest of his life he was simply searching for that form again. Nothing else could satisfy him. When Krishna plays his flute, when Krishna speaks, or when Krishna manifests himself through our pure heart, through the sound of his name, which is non-different than him, or his pastimes, it's like nectar. It is described that the pastimes of the Lord is a sound vibration which is like the unlimitedly pure river Ganges. When it flows into our ears and enters our heart, it conquers our hearts with unlimited ecstatic bliss. The touch of Krishna. Krishna's body is the ultimate object of pleasure. We read, when Krishna touches his devotee, they become literally thrilled in ecstasy. Their bodies tremble, their hair stand on end. Unlimited tears flow from the eyes. Sometimes one falls unconscious, unable to bear the ecstasy of the touch of Krishna. The taste of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya explained that prasad is non-different than Krishna. And what did he taste when he was tasting prasad? He would go into transcendental madness. Entire chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita is simply Lord Chaitanya glorifying the ecstatic taste of Krishna who appears in his prasad, the taste of his saliva, which is the nectar of all nectars. What to speak of gopis when Krishna lets... What madness! And the sense of smell. Whatever smells nice in this world, is only a infinitesimal particle of a drop coming from the unlimited ocean of fragrance coming from Krishna's body. Today, materialistic people, they spend large sums of money just to try to smell good. There's these colognes, perfumes from France, and from all kinds of other places. Very, very costly. People don't like bad smelling things. Everywhere you go, there's various ways of trying to make a place fragrant. But the sweetest, the fragrance of musk, the fragrance of sandalwood, the fragrance of aguru, of saffron, these are fragrances which are like nectar. Chatushmada. That's a fragrance described in the Garuda Purana of mixture of musk, camphor, saffron, and sandalwood, offered to the deities like nectar. But Krishna is the supreme reservoir of all fragrances. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could feel the permeation of the fragrance of Krishna throughout this entire garden. That's what Krishna is. When he appears, he totally bombards your senses, every one of your senses, with unlimited ecstasy. Why should we want to find a lover anywhere else except Krishna? So this was the beautiful pastime that took place here in the Jagannath Ballabha Gardens. Lord Chaitanya was glorifying the fragrance of Krishna's body, the divine beauty of Krishna. Bhakti is the process by which Krishna reciprocates and reveals himself to us. This is also the place, it is said, where Srila Ramananda Rai would sometimes train his Devi Dasis to perfectly dance according to the principles of the eternal associates of the spiritual world of Goloka for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. Also during the Ratha Yatra, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would worship, actually after Ratha Yatra, when Lord Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra and Sudarshan are in the Gundicha temple for 9 days, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have incredible pastimes of Harinam Sankirtan in the gardens surrounding the Gundicha temple, especially here in the Jagannath Ballabha Gardens. In fact, during those 9 days, he would usually sleep here in the Jagannath Ballabha Gardens, under the same trees that we are so fortunate to be amongst today. So while we are here in Puri, we should very sincerely pray to Sri Guru Gauranga, Baladev, Subhadra and Jagannath for mercy. We come as beggars. When we come to a holy dham, like Maharaj Prataparudra, he is the example. He was a great king with big family. But when he came here before the Lord, he took the role of a simple sweeper of a street, simply begging for mercy. This is our purpose, to beg for mercy. And there is no better environment than in the association of sincere devotees. We've come here for our purification. and also to assist the mission of our beloved spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The main purpose we have come here is to participate in the parade of Ratha Yatra. There's approximately 2,000 of us assembled. What a wonderful offering we have the opportunity to make to Lord Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath Swami of our combined unified devotion offering through our dancing and our loud chanting of the holy names. During the day of Ratha Yatra, we will be representing Srila Prabhupada's mission to the whole world. It will not only be seen by almost 1 million people here, but by tens of million people on TV broadcasts throughout the entire world. So no speaking gossip, rumors, no laziness. Austerity is the purpose of a pilgrimage, performing austerities for the pleasure of the Lord, for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. If we are all sincerely in the spirit of the servant, of the servant, of the servant, with great enthusiasm to hear, to chant, to serve in every possible way, then we will attract the mercy of the Lord. That is our goal for coming. Today is the disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Gadadhar Pandit. Our acharyas have such deep and rich histories here in Jagannath Puri. The Panchatattva would dance and chant here. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Shyamanand Prabhu, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So many of our great acharyas, such important aspects of their lives was manifested here in Jagannath Puri. Srila Thakur Bhakti Vinod, that most fearless, genius, pure Vaishnav who revolutionized Gaudiya Vaishnavism in the most incredible way, descended from Goloka Vrindavan for the ultimate purpose of establishing the true principles of Prema Bhakti in this world. He lived here for many years. He was a magistrate of Puri at one time, and it was just a few minutes' walk right behind the trees is the domes of the temple, which was Bhakti Vinod Thakur's house and the birthplace of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. When Bhakti Vinod Thakur retired from his Grihastha ashram, entered Vanaprastha, actually he entered into the Paramhamsa stage. He came here to Jagannath Puri, and here for many years he did his bhajan. Oftentimes secluded bhajan, but when he would come out to meet people, so many people wanted his darshan. He was considered the greatest saint of Puri. Gadadhar Pandit, on the inspiration of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he took Kshetra Sannyas, a vow to never leave Jagannath Puri. For 24 years during Mahaprabhu's Leela here, He never left Jagannath Puri. He remained at the Yameshwar gardens, at the temple of Tota Gopinath. There he worshipped his deity of Gopinath, in the supreme devotion. Gadadhar Pandit Ishrimati Radharani, worshipping Gopinath. In the Tota Gopinath temple, every day for several hours, he would recite Srimad Bhagavatam. And one of the regulative principles of Lord Gauranga was he would come each day to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam with Gadadhar Pandit. What an ecstatic relationship of love that was. The pastimes of Jagannath Puri are unlimited. Unlimited in quality and quantity. Over the next few days, we will be having some discussions about the divine significance of Jagannath Puri. But tonight, in honor of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who we all owe so much of our hearts, love and gratitude to, I would like to sing some of the beautiful prayers that he composed, which are very deeply worshipped by all the followers of the Gaudiya Vaishnava line. Gai Gaura Madhu Sware,
Gai Gaura Madhu Sware,
Nam Gai Gaura Madhu Sware,
Nam Gai Gaura Madhu Sware.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hari Hari,
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare,
Hari Rama Hari Rama, Rama Rama Hari Hari,
Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Gai Gaura Madhu Sware, Nam Gai Gaura Madhu Sware. Grihe Thako Vane Thako, Sada Hari Bole Thako.
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 Sukhe Dukhe Bhulo Nako, Vadane Hari Nam Koro Re. Gai Gaura Madhu Sware,
Gai Gaura Madhu Sware,
Nam Gai Gaura Madhu Sware, Hari Krishna Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hari Hari,
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare,
Hari Rama Hari Rama, Rama Rama Hari Hari,
Hare Rama Hare Rama,
madhusare Nam gai gaura madhusare Maya jale bada hoye Hatsho miche kaj lo ye
Maya jale bada hoye Hatsho miche kaj lo ye
Maya jale bada hoye Hatsho miche kaj lo ye
Maya jale bada hoye Hatsho miche kaj lo ye
Ekono chetana peye radha madhav nam bolore
Ekono chetana peye radha madhav nam bolore
Ekono chetana peye radha madhav nam bolore Gauram madhusare
Gauram madhusare
Nam gai Gauram madhusare
Gauram madhusare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hari.
Gai Gaura Madhusare.
Gai Gaura Madhusare.
Nam gai Gaura Madhusare. Jivan na hai la sesh, na bajile Rishikesh.
Jivan na hai la sesh, na bajile Rishikesh.
Jivan na hai la sesh, na bajile Rishikesh.
Jivan na hai
Bhakti vinodop padeshe panam rase mathare
Bhakti vinodop padeshe panam rase mathare
Bhakti vinodop padeshe panam rase mathare
Bhakti vinodop padeshe
Gaura Madhusare
Gaura Madhusare
Nam gai Gaura Madhusare
Gaura Madhusare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna
Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Nam gai Gaura Madhusare. Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hari Rama,
Rama Rama Hari Hari
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jai Gaura Mathu Svare Nam Gai Gaura Mathu Svare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Gaura Madhu Svare Nam Gai Gaura Madhu Svare
Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga is calling. Sing the nectarine names of Gauranga. Oh my Lord, please engage me in your loving service. Sing the nectarine names of Gauranga. Whether you are a householder or a sannyasi, constantly chant Hari Hari.
Hari
Hari.
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Whether you are a householder or a sannyasi, canst constantly chant Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Forget about happiness and sorrow and fill your lips with Hari Nam. You are bound up in the ocean of Maya and are forced to toil fruitlessly. But as soon as you come to your senses, immediately shout out the names of Radha Madhava.
Radha Madhava!
without serving the Lord of the senses, Hrishikesh. You are as good as a dead man. Take the advice of Bhaktivinod Thakur. Just once, relish the nectar of the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.
Harinam procession back to where prasadam is now. Those of you who would like to go for the darshan of Lord Jagannath can go tonight or tomorrow morning, as you like. Today is Netrotsava, a very, very sacred ceremony. On Lord Chaitanya, or Lord Jagannath's appearance day, which is the full moon night of the month of Jyeshta, there is the Snan Yatra, where he is bathed in the Abhishek. After that, for 15 days, he is in seclusion, where he does not give his darshan. During that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could not bear being in Puri without the darshan of Lord Jagannath. There is a similar example when Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip. He would every day perform kirtan at Srivasangam, the residence of Srivas Thakur. When Sri Gaur Hari left Navadvip to accept the sannyas vows, he did not come to Navadvip. He made his residence in Puri. He came to visit, to see the Ganga, Sachi Mata, and deliver the offenders. However, Srivas Thakur and his brothers, Sri Ram, Sripati, Sri Nidhi, they could not bear seeing Navadvip without Navadvip Chandra. Therefore, they had to leave. They settled in Kumarahatta. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the crest jewel of all bhaktas, Krishna in the mood and with the complexion of Sri Radhika Rani, could not bear living at the Gambira, so close to Jagannath's temple, without seeing Lord Jagannath. When he first came to Puri, when he saw Lord Jagannath, he came running to embrace him. Upon seeing the beautiful lotus eyes of Sri Jagannath Dev, he fell unconscious on the floor. There was no symptoms of life manifesting in his body. Thus he was taken to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's home. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was expert at shastras. Therefore he understood that these were the symptoms of the highest ecstasies of prema. And he tried the various scriptural formulas to bring persons to external consciousness, but was not successful. Until Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda, Jagadananda, Damodar Pandit, when they arrived, they loudly chanted the holy names in the ears of Sri Chaitanya.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Lord Chaitanya, after a long time, came back into his external state of consciousness. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who had a fatherly affection for the Lord, he was a very elder, senior scholar, pundit, and Mahaprabhu was only 24 years old at the time. He told him, when you go to Jagannath's temple, it is better that you go with me or some others. You should not go alone. And Lord Chaitanya decided not to come close to Jagannath, but to stand behind the Garuda Stamba. For those of you who have the good fortune to go in the temple, you will see the Garuda Stamba. It is said that there is even a handprint of Lord Chaitanya, where as he was leaning on it in ecstasy, he melted the stone. And behind the Garuda Stamba, there was a ditch which would always be filled with the tears from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eyes. One time, an Orissan lady, old lady, very simple, she was so eager to see Lord Jagannath, she began to climb on Lord Chaitanya's body. She was leaning on the Garuda Stamba with her feet on Lord Chaitanya's shoulders. This is part of the announcement. When she saw the Lord, Jagannath, she was so much in ecstasy. Govinda, seeing what kind of aparad she was committing, she had her feet on the Supreme Personality of Godhead and also on Garuda. So she explained to her, and she got down. Lord Chaitanya was not angry with the woman, but he was very angry with Govinda. He called him an adivas, an uncivilized man. Why have you done this? She has such eagerness to see Lord Jagannath. He prayed to Lord Jagannath, please bless me with the eagerness that she has to see you. Then he asked for the, he begged for the blessings of that old Orient woman. Please give me your blessings that I can also be so eager to see Jagannath as you. Sometimes when he would see Jagannath, Jagannath would dance for him and play his flute for him. This is darshan. Jagannath is Daru Brahma. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his original spiritual form, who has appeared in wood in such a way that we can see him with our physical eyes. But according to our devotion, according to our commitment, dedication, and surrender, the Lord reveals himself to us. Really, we cannot see Jagannath with our eyes, but we can see Jagannath with our heart. If you are blind and you have surrender and love, you will see Lord Jagannath everywhere, always. So Lord Chaitanya was so eager. During the 15 days called Anavasara, when Lord Jagannath is in seclusion after the Snanyatra festival, he is repainted and given all sorts of very wonderful services by the Dayatas and the Dayatapatis, who are the descendants of Vishvavasu, of the Shabara class, from back in the Satya Yuga. So during that time, Lord Chaitanya could not remain in Puri without seeing Jagannath. He went to a place near the sea called Alalanath. There he was immersed in separation, and he would see the beautiful Murti there. And for those of you who have been, there is a large slab of stone where, due to the ecstasy of Lord Chaitanya's love, the stone melted, and the imprint of the limbs of his body is still there for us to see today. The devotees from Bengal, usually about 200 in number, were just on their way to come and meet Lord Chaitanya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Gopinath Acharya sent message to Lord Chaitanya that his devotees were coming. Although he was immersed in the deepest sentiments of Biparlamba, when he heard that his devotees were coming, he became filled with joy. He returned to Puri just to meet them. Such a wonderful meeting it was. Lord Chaitanya would personally put garland on each devotee, put sandalwood on their heads, and decorate their bodies with sandalwood, and personally embrace them. Sometimes this was done at Gambira, sometimes at the Ataranala, the bridge with 18 sections. One time the ladies, the wives of the intimate associates of Mahaprabhu were present. Lord Chaitanya looked at them. They were all weeping in ecstasy, chanting his holy names, offering their obeisances. Although he was a sannyasi, he could not physically treat them like the men. But in his heart of hearts, he reciprocated. And he said, whatever intimate love, affection, surrender, and devotion these associates have, their wives are equal. The next day was Netrotsava, which is today, the first darshan of Lord Jagannath after 15 days. On this day in the morning, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his associates, they forgot all formalities. No Garuda Stambha way behind the Jagamohan Kirtan and Darshan Hall. They went right up to the altar of Jagannath, stood right before him, eyes unblinking for hours and hours and hours. Tears flowing from his eyes. That was the only movement in his body. Otherwise, he was paralyzed. And even those tears, he was struggling to restrain because they were blocking his vision of the Lord. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that Lord Chaitanya's eyes were like two bumblebees drinking the nectar of the lotus-like face of Sri Jagannath Dev. All of the devotees stood there motionless without blinking. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told us, do not try to see Krishna. Try to serve Krishna in such a way that he wants to see you. Ye yathamam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamya. As you surrender to Krishna, Krishna reveals himself. This was their mood. Because they were coming to offer themselves in such a pure state of surrender, how Jagannath was revealing himself to them. This is Netrotsava, feast for the eyes. So all of you, please take advantage of this opportunity. Lord Chaitanya and his devotees were so eager to see Jagannath after 15 days. Most of you haven't seen Jagannath in a year or two. How eager are we? Some of you have never seen him in your whole life, 50, 60 years. Rupa Goswami tells us the price of Krishna is the eagerness, the spiritual greed to serve him, to hear his glories, to chant his names, to behold his beautiful darshan. That eagerness, that spiritual greed is the price by which Krishna reveals himself to us. But that greed has to be done with grace. Trinadapi sunichena, tarorapi seshnana, amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. We don't trample on other devotees' heads. We should offer all respect to others. Expect none in return. Humility like grass on the ground. Tolerance like tree. In this spirit, we should cultivate a great eagerness, a great enthusiasm for every aspect of our devotional service. In this way, Krishna will give us the experience of what is actually Krishna consciousness. It's the ultimate benediction. The only real satisfaction of the heart and the soul. So after seeing Lord Jagannath, or before seeing Lord Jagannath, there is prasad waiting for you at the prasadam hall. And and tomorrow is Gundicha Marjanam. What we'll probably do, we'll talk to Ram Kumar, our Dayatapati master.